Now we're holding Lamed He Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah about Rabbi Akiva had said that if a Nazir soaks bread in wine and then he eats it, then even if there's not a kazayis of wine in what he's eating, you only have a kazayis by combining together the bread and the wine, still he's going to be chayiv for it. So now the Gemara discusses, now the Gemara is going to discuss that point. Amar Rabba Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, when it comes to all Isurim in the Torah, Ein Heter Mitzdaref LeIsur, a Heter does not combine together with Isur. So for example, let's say a person were to eat a half kazayis of chaylev and a half a kazayis of meat, then he wouldn't be chayiv malchus or kares or what have you for it, because he didn't eat a full kazayis of the isur. Chutzmi, isurei nazir, with the exception of the isurim of the nazir, as Rabbi Akiva had mentioned in the Mishnah, and the halacha is like him, shari omer Torah mishras, because the Torah says by a nazir that he's not allowed to drink, that he's not allowed to eat mishras. The word mishras means something that's soaked. So in other words, that he's not allowed to eat, for example, bread that was soaked in wine. Now obviously, if you had a kazayis of wine, it's going to be also anyhow. So therefore, the point of the word mishras has to be that the bread combines together and makes up part of the kazayis, even though you don't have a full kazayis of wine. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan says that. Ze'iri Yomar, Ze'iri says, that's true, but there's another one as well. Af Sa'ur Bebal Taktiru, also the fact that the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to burn Sa'ur, you're not allowed to burn sourdough, chometz, on the Mizbeach, we say it every day in davening, Ki Chol Sa'ur V'chol Dvash, Le'sektiru M'menu Isha L'Hashem. So Ze'iri says that they are also, when it comes to that, that you would also have that a combination of some Sa'ur together with something else, where it makes up a total of a kazayis, would be, then he'd also be chayiv malchus for it. Tosfos learns that we're talking about over here, where they're mixed together. So a person were to mix together a half kazayis of sa'ur and a half kazayis of non-sa'ur, of a regular mincha, which is not chometz, then and offer them on the mizbeach, then he'd be chayiv malchus. If they were separate, though, Tosfos says then he wouldn't be chayiv. The Rosh over here learns differently, and Rashi says the same thing. In there's sugya is also in the Gemara and Psachim, and Rashi over there and the Rosh over here learn that no, even if they're separate, he'd still be chayev. So the Gemara says, Keman, well, who is Ze'iri saying like? Rabbi Elazar. Apparently he's saying like Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish Kol, that he darshins the word Kol. We say, Ki Kol Sa'ur V'chol Dvash, Lo Yisaktinu Menu Isha L'Hashem. So therefore the Kol would tell us that in fact that Heter Mitzdaref L'Isser over there also. And Tosfos discusses that a couple of different possible ways of understanding how exactly we do that. Are we learning from the word kol? Are we learning maybe from the word ki kol? And so forth. Anyway, the point is, so apparently we're learning from that, because it says kol sa'or v'chol dvash, ihochi. Well, the question is, in that case, le'inyin chometz nami. Then in that case, shouldn't Ze'iri mention the same concept would apply by chometz as well? The pasuk also says, kol machmetzes lo sechelu. So if he's darshining from the word kol, then we should say that, by chometz as well. And in fact, in the sugya in Psachim, the Tzlach explains that you would think that Ze'iri should actually be preferring to say that we learn from chometz, because it's something more common. It's something that applies even nowadays. From chometz, we learn the definition of what sa'ur is relative to menachos. So why wouldn't he say that? So the Gemara answers, Eino Chanami. As a matter of fact, Ze'iri would hold that Chometz for Pesach is another example of Heter Mitzaref Le'Iser. So why does he say, Af Sa'ur Beval Taktiru? Why does he not say, Af Chometz Beval Yoicho is Elo La'apuki Midat Me'abaya? He wants to tell us, not like Abaya, De'omer, Yeshak Torah B'pochas Mikazayis. Abaya says that there can even be, it's considered burning on the Mizbeach, even if you burnt less than a Kazayis. Now, when it comes to eating, of course, there the shear is always going to be a Kazayis, unless otherwise specified, but when it comes to burning on the Mizbeach, it doesn't say what the shear is. So Ze'iri is assuming that the shear is a kazayis, like most other Isurim in the Torah. Abaya is saying, not necessarily. It could be even a person would be chayev for less than a kazayis. Well, then the point is, Ze'iri wants us to know, when he says af sa'ur b'val taktiru, he's saying, don't think like Abaya. According to Abaya, it would come out that you don't need heter mitzdaref le'isur. No matter any amount of sa'ur that you're burning on the Mizbeach, automatically you chayev anyway. So therefore, Ze'iri is telling us, no, you need a Kezias there, just like you need by most other Isurim in the Torah. However, you should know the fact Kezias does not have to be made up only of Se'ir, it can be made up partially of something else as well. So that's why he says that. But in fact, Ze'iri would agree that the same concept applies by Chametz for Pesach as well. So Kamash Malon, Ein HaKtorah B'Pochus MeKezayis. So Ze'iri wants you to know that there's no such thing as burning on the Mizbeach less than a Kezayis that would be considered burning and that would be Chayiv. So therefore, the only way to get to the Kezayis, if you don't have a complete Kezayis of Sur, would be to combine it together with something else. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka'omel alahashmaita. Rav Dimi was sitting and saying over the statement of Rav Yochanan, specifically that Rav Yochanan had said that only when it comes to Nazir do we say Hetem et Staraf le'Isser. He doesn't even necessarily agree with Ze'iri that concept would apply by burning Se'ur on the Mizbeach or by eating Chometz on Pesach, because he doesn't necessarily darshan from the word kol. So the Gemara says, Eisva Abaya. So Abaya asked Rav Dimi, then in that case I have a contradiction. We learn in a Mishnah in Masechta Tevul Yoim. Now Masechta Tevul Yoim, the concept of a Tevul Yoim, we know, once a person has dipped in the mikveh for most kinds of Tumah, all kinds d'araisa, most kinds d'rabbanon, anyway, then they're not as Tumah as they were before, but they still have a certain degree of Tumah left. And that tumah is called the tumah of Tevul Yoim. They have to wait until they have a head of Shemesh, until it's nightfall, and then they become completely tahor. Meanwhile, what happens is, a Tevul Yoim touches, if they touch cholin, nothing happens, but if they touch truma, or they touch kodshim, then they're going to make it posel. A posel, when it comes to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, means that it's the lowest degree by that thing that will be Tomei. It itself is Tomei, and you can't eat it, but it's not going to make something else Tomei. In the case of Cholin, you only go as far as Sheni. A Tevul Yoim touches it, nothing happens. A Tevul Yoim, in effect, is considered a Sheni. So Sheni, touching food, is not going to make it by Cholin. There was no such thing as Shlishi, therefore nothing happens to the Cholin. But if he touches Truma, he makes it a Shlishi. And if he touches Kodshim, even though he himself, in effect, is considered a sheni, but when he touches kodshim, he makes them a revi, which is the lowest degree that you have by kodshim. Anyway, so the Masechta Tevul Yoim talks about those dinim. And so the Mishnah mentions hamikpa. If you have a porridge, which is like a thick beaten kind of dish, like for example, Tosfos describes it kain daisa, it would be similar to like hot cereal or something. Anyway, so you have that a very thick kind of porridge or something, or like a very thick soup or something. Shal truma. So suppose that the actual material, whether it's grain or whether it's peas or whatever that it was made out of, is made of truma. Vashum vashemen shal cholin. And then you put into it garlic and oil of cholin. So now Tosfos learns that we're talking about the shum and the shemen are thoroughly mixed in. So they're not be'ain. You can't. There's no place where you can point to and say there's oil. There's garlic. But otherwise, because therefore they're bottle. Therefore, we can talk about them being bottle. If they were be'ain, if it was still visible in the thing that there are certain places where there are streaks of oil or there are pieces of garlic, then we wouldn't say that they're batel. That's how Tosfos learns. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim who learn that in fact they're not so thoroughly mixed in. Actually, Tosfos themselves brings two opinions. They bring the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that they are visible. They're scattered all over the top of it. And then you have Rashi in the Gemara and Psachim and the Sugya and Psachim and the Rosh over here talks about, and Tosfos also talks about another possibility that maybe we're talking about it's thoroughly mixed in. So now if a Tevul Yoim touches part of the dish, part of the mixture, pasalos kulon, then he passels all of it, because we would say the mikvah is the main thing, the oil and the garlic that's mixed into it. Again, whether we say they're mixed in, whether we say they're scattered on the surface, whatever it is, they're bottled to it. So therefore, we're not going to say, even if he happened to touch an area that has oil, or an area that has garlic, we wouldn't say he touched the chulin part, and therefore nothing happens. No, we're going to have to assume that he touched the truma part, and therefore it's going to be possible. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, mikvah shel chulin, but if it was the other way around, the main substance of the dish, the main beaten stuff that made up the body of it, the flour or the split peas or whatever that you use to make it. So if that's cholin, vashum vashem and shel truma, and then the garlic and the oil are truma. And now the nogat tvoyom miktsasa. Now if tvoyom touches part of it, like pasel ala mokam magoy, then he's passeling only the area where he touches. The rest of it, the rest of it will be fine. So now Abaya continues. Now we know that Rabbi Baba Chana told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, matam. Why indeed is that so? Why should the area that he touched be a problem in the first place? Shouldn't we assume that the area that he touched was most likely chulin, because the main body of this mikbah is chulin? And the reason is because if a zur were to eat a kazayas of this mikbah, then he'd be chayav malkus for eating a kazayas truma. Now, why is that? Because the truma is not going to be botol beroiv, because it's min b'she'en minoy. It's min b'she'en minoy. So therefore. So in other words, the question was, when we ask the question on the Mishnah, why is the place where he touched Pasul, they assumed that we were going to have Bitul Beroiv over here. Midaraisa, things can be Bitul Beroiv, only Dirabanan do you need 60 or sometimes even more than 60. So they assumed that the whole concept of that is only Dirabanan, Minatora would be Bitul Beroiv. So therefore, we should consider that the whole thing is Chulin, because the Truma, the garlic and the oil of the Truma should be Bitul Beroiv. And instead, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that no, we would say that actually the concept that truma, that we would say over here, that it's not botol beroiv, because the truma is not going to be botol in it beroiv. So therefore, since, in other words, we consider it truma to the extent that if a zor eats a kazayas of it, he's going to be chayav malkus, and if he eats it b'shoigig, he's going to have to pay back the koyin. Then by the same thing, when it comes to a tvulyom touching it, we're also going to consider that he's able to make it possible. Now Abaya says, now my time, eh? Now why would Rabbi Yochanan say, if a zur eats enough of the mikpah that he ends up eating a kazayas of the oil and the garlic, then fine, I can understand, because he's eating a kazayas, and we'll assume it's b'chdei achilas pras. We'll assume that there's enough oil and garlic in it to be a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. But if you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that if you eat a kazayas of this mikpah, already a zur is chayav malkus for it, why would he be? Most of the kazayas he ate was cholin. Only a little bit of it was the oil or the garlic of truma. So my time, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that just eating a kazayas of it already is chayav malchus? Lav mishum de heter mitzdarif le'iser. Wouldn't it be because heter mitzdarif le'iser? And the point is that then Rabbi Yochanan is contradicting himself, because before he said that heter mitzdarif le'iser applies only by nazir, and now based on his explanation of this Mishnah, it seems that it applies by truma as well. Rab Dimi answers Abaya Loi. No, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. My kazayas, when he said if a person eats a kazayas of it, he means de'ika kazayas b'chadei achilas pras. He means, in fact, that there was enough of the oil and the garlic of truma in the mixture that now when you ate there was enough of it in it where you would have a kazayas in achilas pras. Now there's different opinions in the Mishnah in Eruvin about the amount of a pras. The different opinions are three or four eggs, and that the result of that is it comes to a machloikus all the way down to nowadays, which is found in Shulchan Aruch. Meanwhile, a kazayas is officially assumed to be a half of an egg. So therefore, it comes out
that kezias bechdei achilas pras would be either 1/6 or 1/8 for many purposes in halacha. For example, on chametz for Pesach, we have to take stricter standards. So we assume 1/8. Take for example, you have a practical halacha nowadays. You may have a person may be in a condition where he needs to eat something chametz on Pesach. Where for example, there's some kind of medicine that he needs which is available only in chametz form. So then what should he do in order to mitigate the isser is he should mix it with other food such that it's less than 1/8 of the mixture, and then that way it's less than kezias bechdechas pras. At least that way he's not eating, going to be over on a daraisa level, as the Gemara is going to go on to say, that the concept of kezias bechdechas pras is daraisa. Well then, in that case, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said that, if a person eats a kezias of it, he's going to be chayav malchus. He meant a kezias, but he didn't mean a kezias of the entire mixture. He meant a kezias bechdei achilas pras. So that answers your question then. So it's not hetem, it's tarif le'isur. So Abaye asks, v'achilas pras daraisa. So you're telling me the fact that a person would eat a kezias bechdei achilas pras is daraisa? Which Tosfos brings from Gemara and Chrysos, that yes, things are mitzaref echdechelis pras. That would mean, for example, when you have, let's say, something be'ein, and a person eats a little bit of it, and then he eats a little more of it, and eventually he finishes off echdechelis pras, then fine, we can say that counts. Here we're talking about it's in a mixture. Should we say that it's in a mixture, it still counts echdechelis pras on a daraisa level, and we don't say that... And we don't say that it should be bottle. Would we in fact say that? In fact, Tosfos points out a point. The next point the Gemara is going to deal with after we finish with this matter of hetem et starif le'isur. The next thing the Gemara is going to discuss is the matter of tam ke'ikr, that the taste of something midaraisa is considered like the actual substance of the thing. And a lot of the dinim of taruvus, a lot of the dinim of kashrus depend on that point. That when you have a mixture of something, where even if you don't have the mamoshus of the isur anymore, but you have the flavor of it, then it's enough to make things osur. So don't you have that over here? You have the flavor of over here anyway. And so Tosfos answers, let's say, so Abaye at this point thinks that would only apply only if you ate a kezias of the flavor at one time. Now he's assuming even the ikar itself, even the actual substance itself, why would he be also if it's mixed with something else, and even if it's kedei achilas pras? So that's Abaye's asking of Dimi that. Omalei ein, and Rav Dimi says, yes, as a matter of fact, that's how it is. Well, Abaye asks, Ihochi, if so, am I pligu rabbanon alei de Rabbi Lazar bekurta chabavli? Then you have to ask, why are the other chachamim disagreeing with Rabbi Lazar as far as kurta chabavli? Kurta chabavli is a dip that they had in the times of the Gemara. It's mentioned here and there in Shas, particularly in Pesachim. It was made out of sour milk, breadcrumbs, which often went moldy in there, and salt. And the Gemara in Pesachim there says it's very bad for your health. But anyway, it used to be a very popular dip in Bavel. So now... Rabbi Lazar holds that if a person eats that on Pesach, he's actually going to be chayiv malchus. The Chachamim hold that he's not going to be chayiv malchus because you don't have enough of the breadcrumbs in there to make it kezias bechdei achilas pras. Now the fact is, on the face of it, if there is enough breadcrumbs in there for there to be kezias bechdei achilas pras. So if you're going to tell me that concept is daraisa, then why indeed would the Chachamim say that a person's not chayiv malchus for it? Sort of Dimi answers, Hanach l'kurta chabavli, set aside kurta chabavli. By the way, the Gemara mentions in Shabbos that the people in Eretz Yisrael were not very fond of kurta chabavli either. It mentions over there that one of the chachamim, when he would even think of the stuff, it would make him throw up. So Rav Dimi himself was from Eretz Yisrael. He used to travel regularly between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So he may be saying leave aside kurta chabavli anyway, as in leave it aside and don't even eat it. But no, we mean over here in terms of the Gemara, he means leave it aside. You can't bring a proof from it. Because deleka kezias bechdei achilas pras. The fact is, eating kurta chabavli, you're not going to get kezias bechdei achilas pras. Because consider what are the possibilities? Idka shorif le mishraf. If he's going to just swallow it down whole, he's just going to take a container of kurta chabavli and start swallowing it whole. No, botla daite, it's a kolodem, then his das is bottle to most people. That's not the normal way that people eat kurta chabavli, because it's sharp. So therefore, that wouldn't be considered derech achila, that a person should be chayev malchus for it. Tosfos says that maybe not. Rashi learns that if he were to do that, he would be potter. Tosfos actually says that no. If he were to do that, fine, he would be chayev, but we're not going to say the Chachamim are talking about such an unusual case where a person drinks down a whole kazayis of Kutach HaBavli, a whole Achilles Pras, 6 or 8 eggs volume of Kutach HaBavli, and then there'd be a kazayis of breadcrumbs in it, because it's unusual to do that. So the Chachamim, we can say, are not addressing that kind of case. So that's one possibility. E mishta kashoter, and if he dips his food in it and eats it like normal people do, well then lemeshkachas kazayis bechileches pras. Then you're not going to get to a kazayis bechileches pras. The fact is, then you're eating it slowly, and you're not going to get to a kazayis bechileches pras in the first place. So that would be why the Chachamim are disagreeing with Rebbe Elazar. They agree that Kizayis Bechelchas Pras is Daraisa. But they're saying, practically speaking, by Kutach HaBavli, it's almost impossible that that's going to happen. Again, according to Rashi, if it does happen, he would be Chai. If it would happen, Rashi learns in Psachim that he would in fact be Potter. Tosfos disagrees and said he would be Chai, but fine, the Chachamim aren't dealing with such an unusual case. So therefore, you could well say that Kazayis Bechteches Pras is Daraisa. And that explains what Rabbi Yochanan said before about the mikbah, that if he eats a kazayis, if the mikbah was mainly made out of cholin, but you had oil and garlic in it made of truma, that come from truma, and you're going to tell me that if the person eats a kazayis, if it is chayiv, we mean Kazayis Bechteches Pras, because in fact that shear is in fact Daraisa. Okay. The Gemara continues, Esve, Sabai says, I have another contradiction to you, Rav Dimi, about what Rabbi Yochanan says. Abraisa says, Shtei meduchos, if you have two mortars, which are containers that you would grind spices in, Achas shel truma v'achas shel cholin, one has spices of truma, one has spices of cholin, or the front of Shtei kederes, Achas shel truma v'achas shel cholin, in front of them are two pots, one of truma and one of cholin, v'nafl elu l'seich elu, and then the contents of the mortars with the spices were spilled or poured into the pots, and you don't know which one is which. You don't know where the truma spice is poured into the cholin pot, and now you have a problem unless you have enough cholin to be mevatel the truma, and then the cholin spices were mixed into the truma pot, and therefore the result is at least one of them is going to be also to zorim, and maybe even both. Or are you going to say the cholin one fell into the cholin pot, and therefore fine, anybody can eat that, and the truma one fell into the truma pot? So the Braisa says shtein mutaris, both of them remain mutar. Shani Omer, because we can attribute, and we can say cholin l'sech cholin nafla, truma l'sech truma nafla, because we can say that the cholin fell into the cholin, and the truma fell into the truma, and therefore the cholin part is safe. Now, Abaya says, v'sakudaitach kazayis b'chdechelis pras daraisa. If you're going to tell me that the concept of kazayis b'chdechelis pras is an isu daraisa, amaya min and shani omer, then how could you be maker like that and say shani omer? What about, you're talking about an isu, you're talking about an isu daraisa. In fact, Tosfos over here and Rashi and Psachim both mention that, in fact, it's not just any Isu Daraisa, it's an actual Isu Misa. So there's all the more reason to be machmer on it. So if we assume that the spices make up enough of the content of the pot to be kazayis bechdechelis pras, then how can you be makel on that? So shouldn't we have to say that kazayis bechdechelis pras is not daraisa? Once it's mixed in, we would say daraisa, it's bottle. Only when we're talking about eating something be'ein, like for example a piece of chaylev or whatever be'ein, as it is, without not mixed with anything else. Then we'd say that if you eat it, that if a person eats it b'chdechelis pras, he's chayev, and otherwise not. We would say that there it's daraisa, but not when it comes to mixtures. But because otherwise, how can we makel on this mixture when there's a potential isu daraisa involved over here? So the Gemara continues. Rav Dimi answers Elamai. So what are you going to tell me that kedechelas pras is not kazayis bechdechelas pras is not minatora, and you're going to go back to therefore you're going to try to explain that the case before about the mikpa is because of heter mitzdarif leisur, and you're going to argue that heter mitzdarif leisur applies in other areas of Torah besides for a nazir that Rabbi Yochanan said. Nu, you could also ask amai amin and shani omer. Nu, you'd have the same question that after all. If heter mitzdarif leisur, you'd have the same problem. If you eat some of this pot and there might be truma mixed in it, then you'd have that once you eat a kazayis of the contents of the pot, then already you'd be chayiv for eating truma. because part of that kezayis is made up of iser, and you're trying to argue that heter mitzdarif le iser applies by truma as well. Ella, so rather of Dimi answers, the reason why that's actually not a problem. In fact, Tosfos brings that not everybody has that girsa. They're the girsa that we have over here. Elamai heter mitzdarif le iser. So if you're going to say that, then how would you say Shani Omer? And Tosfos says, okay, you could argue that maybe one's according to Abaya could answer back. One's according to Rabbi Elazar, the other's according to the Rabbanon. But we don't assume that we shouldn't assume that we have such a machloikas like that, that we have not only Rabbi Elazar Darshan's kol and the Chachamim don't, but also that we're going to say that, that concept applies across the board. Tosfos uses the expression that that it should apply trei b'trei b'hadi adori, when you have two things mixed into two things, one next to the other, and say that Hagos Ma'arav Ranchburg changes it to Braisa, that we shouldn't say that the Braisas are also arguing against each other if we don't need to. Anyway, so Tosfos points out that actually the parallel sugya in Psachim doesn't even have that question about heter mitzdarif le'iser. So Abaya is just asking that if you're going to say kedayis b'chtei chelas pras, then how do you say Shani Omer? And so Rav Dimi, without even getting into what would you Abaya say if you said heter mitzdarif le'iser, Rav Dimi gets right to the answer. He says Ella. Rather, the answer is hanach l'trumas tavlin. Set aside the truma of spices. It's not something to ask from. D'rabbanan he, because the whole concept of taking truma from spices is only Rabbanan. Daraisa, you only have a machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam that applies throughout Shas. Rashi and many other Rishonim hold that only grain, grapes, and olives are chayiv in Truma Daraisa. Everything else is Rabbanan. The Rambam says that all tree fruits are chayiv Daraisa. So spices come from various kinds of greens and herbs and grasses and whatnot, and low plants which are not fruit. They're not fruits. They're the leaves or the seeds or whatever of such plants. So therefore, the truma of them is only d'rabbanan anyhow. So therefore, you can be makel on that, and you can say the shani omer that we said before, that the heter fell into the heter and the iser fell into the iser. Okay, Abaya tries another one, Esve, Shtei Kupas. Here we have a case involving Truma of grain, which grain is chayiv in Truma Daraisa, according to everybody. So if you have Shtei Kupas, two baskets, Achas Shel Truma v'Achas Shel Cholin, one containing truma, the other containing grain of chulin. V'lifnei and shnei sin. In front of them, you have two saz, two larger containers containing a saw each. Achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma. Again, one containing chulin and one truma. V'naflu elu l'seichelu. And then the kupas fell into the sin. We don't know whether the chulin fell into the truma and the truma into the chulin. And in that case, both of them would be osur because now you have too much. The one that was truma, the saw that was truma is going to be osur to zarim already, of course, anyhow. And the other one that was cholin is now going to be osur because too much cholin fell into it, too much truma fell into it, and you don't have enough in the saw to be mevatel it. So on the other hand, we can say shneim mutarim, both of them are mutar. The first one is mutter to koyanim, which it was before anyway. The second one is mutter to zarim. There's no real chiddush that the first one is mutter to koyanim. I mean, in the previous one also, when we have when we said shtein mutaris, what we mean is really that really it's supposed to be hare and mutarin. But anyway, the point is the one that was chulin is assumed to still be chulin because again shani omer chulin let's say chulin nafla truma let's say truma nafla because again we can assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. And by the way, Tosfos says that right now the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about Truma Daraisa. In that case, we're talking Min B'Mino, and on a Daraisa level, Min B'Mino is bottle Beroiv, not according to the Yehuda. We've learned about that before in Nedarim, but according to the Chachamim, it is. But over here, the Gemara is assuming that in order for it to be bottle, you would have number one that you can be mevatel beroiv, and number two that you have this possibility of shani oimer that we're able to attribute and say that the cholin may have fallen into the cholin. Without that, we wouldn't necessarily say. So now, if he continues Abaye, v'isakadaydach kazayis b'chde achilas pras osur, if you're going to tell, or osur daraisa, if you're going to tell me that it's actually osur daraisa, amay amin and shani oimer, then again, well, you have to ask, why would we say shani oimer? What if you have over here, you have a kazayis of truma, a possible kazayis of truma in k'de achilas pras of cholin, because you don't have necessarily eight times as much cholin as truma over there. So Abayis is bishlema l'di. So it works out well according to me. Damin mishum dehetzim etzaraf leiser. That I say that the reason for the whole din that when you have something of partially truma, partially cholin, why it's also to zorim is on the grounds of hetzim etzaraf leiser. Because again, we said that so even for example, with the mikbah, a person were to eat just a kazayis of it, or in this case, a person were to eat just a kazayis of it, we would say that some of the heter actually becomes iser. If you're going to say that, then fine. So fine, you could talk about very simple the cases over here that there's more chulin than the potential truma that fell in, and when would we say heter mitzdaraf leiser? We would say that only if the heter is not the majority. But here, where it's the majority, then we would say that. So Tosfos points out that it's different when it's nois and tam. With kuta chababli, for example, the breadcrumbs give it a flavor. Here we're talking min b'mino, so there's no flavor being given. When it's kuta chababli or when it's the spices we're talking about before, that's different. Anyway. So, but here, you're talking about things, there's no tam being given, because they're both the same kind of grain, so therefore it should be bottle beroiv, and we shouldn't say hetem et staref leiser. So according to me, then fine, you're talking about that there is in fact more heter than iser, and therefore that's why we can assume that's bottle. Eladi doch, but you rav dimi de'amet mishum de'ika kezayis b'chdech eles pras, you're saying the problem is, with all the cases we said so far, is because there's kezayis b'chdech eles pras, so kinefishi chulin may havi. So how does it help if the chulin are larger, are more than the issue. You're still going to have, as long as it's not eight times as much, then you're still going to have kazayis b'chel ha'spras. Omalei. So Rav Dimi answers him, Hanach l'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Set aside, don't ask from truma b'zman hazeh, because truma nowadays is only d'rabbanan. Now you have a machlokas about that in many places in Shas, the Rambam, in fact, Paskins like that yes, truma nowadays, because the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed and most of the Jewish people don't live in Eretz Yisrael, then therefore therefore truma is only d'rabbanan. But had truma been daraisa, then you're right. We would then Rav Dimi says you're right. The din of that mishnah would not apply, and you would not be able to say shani oimer. So now the Gemara is going to continue. We'll continue with tomorrow's daf, and we'll talk about We'll bring in the concept of tam ke'ikr, and we'll discuss that, and we'll say why by a nozir we have to say that specifically hetem etzaraf leiser. Why can't we say it's also on the grounds of tam ke'ikr? So we'll talk about that more in the next daf, Be'ez Hashem.